Cybersecurity training gets a lot of lip service. At the Homeland Security Department, they're sharing information and best practices not only on cyber, but on cyber training for 250,000 employees. Hemant Badwan is Director of Governance and Executive Management at DHS. He headed up the team resulting in the DHS Information Security Training Working Group. And he joins me now with how it works. Mr. Badwan, good to have you on.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Nice to be on there.
Tell us about the Information Security Training Working Group. Who's on it? What is it? And what does it do?
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm happy to. So the Information Security Training Working Group, it was created to provide a collaborative training and resource sharing platform to DHS components. And therefore, we are trying to unify the DHS cybersecurity awareness and cybersecurity training effort and adhering to our DHS unity of effort.
And what types of training does it offer? Is it all online training for employees?
So we have currently right now DHS employees are spread throughout the globe. So our main focus with the training is to provide the training in an efficient manner, you know, regardless of their physical location. So our mandatory trainings that that we have currently in DHS, we use online platform for delivery.
And what sorts of topics are in there?
We have a few different topics. We mostly focus on general cybersecurity awareness training, but we also focus on social engineering and role-based training. And then the components, DHS components, they add specific training that are specific to their mission. So, for example, the law enforcement piece, they add their piece to the general security training if needed.
So when you say social engineering, in other words, training people to be on guard against phishing attacks and that kind of thing?
Yes, that's correct.
And who develops the training? How does that happen?
So currently the training is developed by the component lead. What we do at DHS headquarters here as part of the working group is we provide the guidance and policy related to what we determine to be part of the training. And then each component in DHS, they take that and then they build the training for social engineering as needed to and include, you know, certain mission critical and their mission need items in there.
And a lot of organizations have made annual or some sort of periodic cyber training mandatory. Is that the case for Homeland Security?
Correct. Yes. Our policy states that upon arrival, every DHS employee must take the training within 24 hours of onboarding. Also, each DHS employee, which, you know, whether it's a contractor or a federal staff, is required to take general cybersecurity awareness training every year. And then we also have other mandatory role-based trainings. And, you know, we talked about social engineering training that the employees have to take every year. But the goal, what we try to do is our general cybersecurity awareness training, we try to or provide the guidance so the components can link the social engineering and other trainings as part of that cybersecurity awareness training that's required annually.
And Secretary Kelly had to do it on his first day, too?
Yes, everyone has to do it.
All right. And do you have a contractor develop the modules, or is this something that's programmed by Homeland Security staff?
Yes. So it's a combination. Right now, our federal staff is leading the efforts of actually developing the content and the modules. It depends, again, you know, how the training is being delivered. It's delivered, if it's delivered online, and like it is in our case, we try to make the trainings interactive. We try to make it, and we are working towards actually making it, a little bit more video-based so that it's easy for employees to take. It's not a lot of reading. So a lot of these efforts is a combination of contractors and federal staff that work on this.
We're speaking with Hemant Badwan. He's Director of Governance and Executive Management at the Homeland Security Department. Do you have much contact and interaction with the Homeland Security cybersecurity components themselves? They're concerned with other issues than internal training, but they certainly know the cybersecurity threats and so forth that are current.
Yeah, so the main goal for the working group was to kind of create that collaboration space for all the components. So by creating that, we have leads from each component that are participating in the working group. We are using that platform to get feedback from those leads, and then the leads, in turn, they're working with the cybersecurity offices within each component to get that data. So we kind of better understand, you know, besides just internal training, you know, what are some of the threats, what are some of the risks that we need to focus on when we are developing the training.
Would you say that the training then is probably as good as anything available anywhere for cybersecurity and to deploy it to large numbers of people?
Yes, I would say so. And again, you know, we look at, we have several, you know, subject matter experts that are part of the working group, and the components that are part of the working group, they stay ahead of, you know, what's coming. We are actually, you know, integrated very well within the other components and other working groups and teams that are out there in DHS to kind of stay ahead, step ahead. But the training, as far as, you know, as I mentioned before, each component have their mission needs, and they may have, like, law enforcement side, so they may have something that they want to push out to their folks that they focus on. So I believe it, you know, the training that the components are providing, it's, you know, par with what's out there.
The reason I ask is this seems like a good opportunity for some kind of government-wide deployment as almost a shared service. Has that come up?
Yeah, so and that's what we are actually working towards. That was one of the working group goals to work towards, and we kicked that off this year, is to be able to create some sort of a global or DHS-wide mechanism for providing this training to all the users. Now, our goal is, for this part of the working group, we are working towards that, where it would be, for example, one training for awareness, and then the components would be able to take that, and they will be able to use that and add their other pieces to it as needed. But we are working towards, and you know, the working group members are extremely helpful with that, because we are able to get the information that that they have and collaboratively put together the training that would work for everyone. Because there will be topics, you know, general topics of cybersecurity awareness or social engineering that applies to everyone. And you're right. So the goal is that we are rather heading down the path of a more DHS-wide platform for that.
But I would think the Justice Department might be a good customer. They've got lots of law enforcement and similar cybersecurity topics, and they could avoid reinventing the wheel.
You're correct. And we do actually, as part of our NCPD component, we do work with other agencies, rather, to, you know, understand, get their lessons learned, and see what they have as well. So the working group is definitely looking into that as well.
And what other types of training does the Executive Business Management Branch develop?
Basically, this is the cybersecurity, security awareness is the main focus right now. So that's been our target, and we are trying to make sure that we are able to provide that and improve it further before we look into other training.
Do you have any other topics maybe down the line that you would say might be next in line?
Not right now. Again, this is a pretty huge undertaking itself to, you know, get this where we want it to be and improve it further. So this will be the first one. But there are a lot of topics that are in relation to just cybersecurity awareness training. You know, like we mentioned, social engineering and others are part of that. But then there's also role-based training that we are focusing on that the department currently provides, components provide, and we are working towards improving that as well.
Anything else we need to know?
So, Tom, I'm extremely proud of all the great work that has been done so far by the Information Security Training Working Group and their leads and the members. The working group is a success. It's because of their dedication and collaboration towards improving the security posture in DHS, and I'm extremely happy with what we have done so far.
Hemant Badwan is Director of Governance and Executive Management at the Homeland Security Department. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.